Happy New Year! Today is the first Sunday of Advent, which is the start of the new liturgical year. You know that the Sunday liturgies follow a three-year cycle. They are referred to as liturgical years A, B, and C. I know that's not very creative. We just finished liturgical year C, and today we're starting at the beginning of the three-year cycle with liturgical year A. But more appropriately, the years are referred to by the evangelists, that is, the gospel writers Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, whose gospel we follow for each of the 3 years. And thank you to Father Ayub, who placed the icons of the 4 evangelists on the massive piers that support the roof girders of our church. He put them up a couple of weeks ago. Did you notice? Aren't they nice? During liturgical year A, we follow the Gospel of Matthew most of the year, especially in the season called Ordinary Time. Matthew is over there on the far left pier. Next year, in liturgical year B, we will follow the Gospel of Mark. He's over there right next to Matthew. And after Mark comes the Gospel of Luke in liturgical year C, which is the one we just completed. And he's right back there. The evangelist John, over there on the far right, he doesn't get his own liturgical year. Instead, his gospels are interspersed in years A, B, and C during the special seasons of Christmas, Lent, and Easter. So that's your catechism lesson for today. But the important point is Happy New Year. So here we are at the beautiful starting line of Advent, this season of great anticipation. And Advent is such a special time of year. Many people say it is their favorite liturgical season, their favorite time of year, and I might be in that camp as well. The word Advent comes from the Latin word Adventus, which means coming. During Advent, we anticipate and prepare for Christ's 3 comings to us. Yes, I said 3 comings. The first coming is Christ's incarnation at Bethlehem. We look back and commemorate Christ's first coming to us on earth, his historical entrance into the world as the incarnate Word of God, born of the Virgin Mary in a stable in Bethlehem 2,000 years ago. This event, which we prepare to celebrate at Christmas, marks the fullness of time when the prophecies of the Old Testament were fulfilled and God became man as the Savior for our redemption. The second or intermediate coming is Christ in our lives. Here in the present time, between the 2 obvious and visible comings lies another coming that we call the second or intermediate coming, which is hidden, yet real. It is occurring continually in the hearts of we, the faithful. Jesus told us himself, "For where 2 or 3 are gathered in my name, there am I in the midst of them." Jesus comes to us through the Holy Spirit in the sacraments, especially the Eucharist, and in acts of faith, hope, and charity. The third or final coming is Christ's glorious return at the end of time. We look forward to his return in his final coming in glory at the end of time, and that's what Jesus is talking about in our gospel today. He says, "As it was in the day of Noah and the coming of the flood, so will it be also at the coming of the Son of Man. For at an hour you do not expect, the Son of Man will come." For his final coming, Jesus won't be sending us a calendar invite first. There will be no save the date refrigerator magnets. So this Advent, it is up to us to wake up and get our hearts ready. May we let Jesus' words to his disciples truly resonate with us today. So too, you also must be prepared. Because I don't even want to think about what will happen if Jesus comes and we're not prepared, if we're not ready. Perish the thought. These multiple comings of Christ that we prepare for in this season give Advent what we might call a double mission. We are certainly getting ready for Christmas morning, waiting for the celebration of Jesus' birth in the manger. But at the same time, this season helps us keep our eyes on eternity, on Jesus' return in glory. And that should fill us with a spirit of joyful expectation and delight. When we take time to think about these three comings, we are essentially bringing our everyday lives into alignment with Christ. And as St. Paul admonishes in the second reading, let us then throw off the works of darkness and put on the armor of light. And Prophet Isaiah declares, let us walk in the light of the Lord. We are making sure we're ready for his presence now and ready for his final coming. But really, this is old news to us. We all know these things. We know that Advent is a time of waiting and preparation. But what does that look like in our lives? What will we do differently when we leave church today? It doesn't have to be that tough. To get ourselves to think about these three comings, we only need to expose ourselves to the themes of Advent. Like when we walked into church today, we saw the Advent banner, the Jesse tree, the purple vestments, and we thought to ourselves, oh right, it's Advent. And the Advent wreath that like we have here, do you have one at home? It's a great tradition, and even though our kids are grown and gone, my wife and I still light our wreath every evening for dinner and read the daily reflection. And I don't think it's too early to put up your nativity scene, because that's what we're preparing for. Some families put up the nativity scenes, but save baby Jesus' appearance for Christmas morning, and that works. We can focus on the sacraments, maybe throw in an extra daily mass or two. We could get to confession. We could attend the Mass of Faith, Hope, and Healing that is this Wednesday, or we could attend Adoration on December 23rd. These are all good ways to contemplate our Advent preparation. You know, I think the church gets the seasons right. The 4 weeks before Christmas are to prepare for Christmas, not to celebrate it. But the 12 days after Christmas, also known as Christmastide, are the times to celebrate Christmas. However, the secular world, I think, gets it wrong. The secular world does their preparing and their celebrating of Christmas all through December. But on December 26th, when the church is still celebrating Christmas, the celebration ends in the secular world, and the music stops, and the Christmas tree is dragged to the curb. So, to the extent that we can, while we live in this secular world, let us keep Advent as a time of preparation before Christmas. But let's save the celebration for the 12 days of Christmas, for Christmastide. And one small way we can do that, and maybe this is just a Deacon Dano pet peeve, but let's keep our greetings and our salutations to each other in the proper season. Let's save Merry Christmas for the time when we walk into church on Christmas Eve all the way up until the Feast of the Epiphany. But let's use an Advent salutation from now until Christmas Eve. Here are some ideas that you could try. Joyful Advent, or Gozoso Adviento in Spanish. I like that one. Or Prepare Ye the Way of the Lord. Or simply Blessed Advent. Or Maranatha, which means Come Lord in Aramaic. Try some of those out, or come up with some Advent greetings or salutations of your own. And on your way out of Mass today, you can try them out on Father Ayub on the church steps. But may I be the first to wish a blessed Advent to you and your family.